6 a.m. Eastern Wartime. WEIF, New York.
This is the NBC Newsroom in New York. This is your reporter, Don Goddard. The Allied communique, number 3, this morning, as communiques always do, contains carefully worded phrases. No extravagant announcement, this. We can only read between the cautious lines and get some overall picture of how well our attack really seems to be developing there on the northern coasts of France. First, we're told, officially, that the Allies have made new landings along the invasion coast. We know, too, that the enemy has not had the sea power to interfere with those Allied ships which carried the assaulting troops to the shores of France. No further attempt at interference with our seaborne landing has been made by enemy naval forces. Those are the exact words from the communique number 3. And then we learn, too, that in those sectors where the enemy coastal batteries have not been reduced to silence, heavy units of the Allied navies are still pounding away. We've kept hammering at the big guns protecting Hitler's West Wall, and we'll keep on pounding until all the Nazi guns are mute. And then the Allied communique, this communique number 3, gives these significant details on the progress made by our air forces. At twilight yesterday, says General Eisenhower's command, and for the fourth time during that day, Allied heavy bombers attacked rail communications and bridges in the general battle area. There was some increased air opposition by the Nazis, and it cost them 26 planes. We lost one bomber and 17 fighters. And the Germans also sent out some planes to hamper the operations of our landing troops. This venture proved abortive, however. Those are the official words, and the Germans lost 4 heavy Junkers in one formation. And other flights of our planes attacked Amiens and the cities of the Somme Valley. The Somme Valley, as you know, is to the east of the Valley of the Seine, where our landings first were made. But, of course, even with all the information we have out of this communique, there are still some important questions to be asked. The communique of necessity doesn't fill us in on the complete picture. And that's why NBC's Stanley Richardson went to invasion headquarters and put a few pointed questions to the official spokesman there. Some of the things which were said off record, of course, and other things weren't discussed at all. But our NBC correspondent, Mr. Richardson, is still able to give us some mighty important and rather interesting comment from these official spokesmen. Richardson reported, for instance, that not until midday yesterday was enemy fire suppressed at all points where our troops landed. The full story of those operations has not yet been told and cannot be told. Someday, Richardson says, we'll learn the official details. Then we'll know what happened there on the coast of France on D-Day. Right now, the official spokesman has told the NBC reporter, we know that we shouldn't expect to walk away there on the invasion beaches. Chances are that battle will not become any easier, that we can expect a rough road ahead. And the official spokesman also warned that the enemy will send submarines, or will try to send submarines, into the channel, and that we may yet have the problem of some stiff enemy naval oppositions from those submarines there in the waters between the British Isles and the French invasion coast. Of course, already our Navy is taking precautions against those submarines. But the Navy's job is not yet done. A bulletin from London. London says a German transocean news agency broadcast has just announced that German mobile formations have reinforced coastal defenses in France. This is an enemy report. This is the NBC newsroom in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen of the American radio audience, the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations has exerted the utmost effort since the opening of D-Day to bring you a complete and thorough account of the most important 24 hours in our history. We are proud of our staff abroad on the scene of action and our staff at home, which has worked untiringly to keep you informed of the invasion developments. Yesterday, our regular schedule was supplanted by continuous reporting of D-Day events. Today we are to resume the broadcasting of your favorite programs, but all programs are subject to interruption for any important news. And at the beginning of each program, we will broadcast the latest bulletins as they are received. Keep tuned to your NBC station. And now we resume our musical program.
Henri Nosco conducts the NBC Concert Orchestra now, and John Philip Sousa's stirring march, Hands Across the Sea. Another march, this one by Scott and Clark, played on the king of instruments, the organ. George Shackley is our artist, and he plays the Torchlight March.
Thank you.
Returning now to Henri Nosco and the NBC Concert Orchestra, we hear gay and exciting music from the works of Georges Bizet. Although a French composer, Georges Bizet spent much of his time and effort in setting to music his impressions of life in Spain. Example is his charming and delightful opera, Carmen. Although it's true that Bizet did not forget his native land. Forthwith, we have his musical impression of life on the island of Arles. L'Arlésienne Suite by Georges Bizet.
Thank you.